The angels stand in awe like armed warriors around the cradle of their queen. Today's feast, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it dates back at least to the 7th century. And the seeds of this devotion can be found much earlier. The doctors of the church, they speak in such beautiful words about the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's hard to imagine anybody in our modern world, it would be so foolish to think that we, as Catholics, are overzealous in our devotion to Mary. Those who think they properly honor Christ without honoring his mother are greatly mistaken. And those who celebrate the Nativity of Christ, Christmas, without recognizing the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, they are short-sighted, and such people lack spiritual depth. St. Augustine, he says this, "The birth of Mary is the dawn of salvation, for from her will come the Son of Justice. She is the root from which the Redeemer will grow, the vessel chosen to bring forth the Savior." St. John Damascene says this, "Today the Theotokos, that is the Christ-bearer, the purest bridal chamber of the heavenly bridegroom is born, and the one who will unite God and man is prepared. She is born and the world is renewed." St. Peter Damian says this, "Mary's birth is the beginning of salvation, the origin of every other feast." And St. Bernard of Clairvaux, he says this, and this quote will be the theme for the rest of this sermon, "Mary is the Ark of God, the center of the universe, the cause of creation. Towards her turn all those men who have gone before us, we who are now living, and those who are to follow us." So it's with that last quote from St. Bernard that I'd like to continue and primarily focus upon. Mary is the Ark of God, the center of the universe, the cause of creation. You might be thinking to yourself, that is very lofty and theological, but I'll break it down. Starting off with the Ark of God. This symbolism is something that we're all familiar with, Mary being the Ark of the New Covenant. She is symbolically the temple or the tabernacle because our Lord was housed in her womb for 9 months. So she is truly, she carries Christ. She is the Ark of the New Covenant. Our Lord is the New Covenant. And this symbolism, which we're familiar with about Mary being the Ark, which we hear of in the Litany of Loretto, or the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we're familiar with that. This symbolism, it takes on an even deeper meaning when we apply the historical connection with that title of Our Lady. When Mary was born, Herod, he was an Edomian. That means he was from the land of Edom. And he wanted to rebuild the temple or restore it or complete it. Now Herod was not a Jew. Herod was a usurper of the land of Judah. And he wanted to build up the temple not because of any religious devotion, but Herod wanted to do this because he sought power and he sought the applause and he wanted to control the people. So the way to do that was, because the people were Jews, was to build this temple up and make it magnificent, and the people would fall in line and fall under Herod. Now this temple that Herod is working on at this time, this is the second temple. The first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed that temple, Solomon's temple. So the Jews were in longing after the second temple. And there's a prophecy with that second temple that this second temple will be the temple that the Messiah will enter into. So the people, the Jews, knew that prophecy. But once again, Herod had these bad intentions, and the world was in such a state that the Jews lost track. So it's the last few days here in this time, in this period of time, where it's the drawing end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the new. So the second temple that Herod is working on, we know this temple was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans as a punishment for not receiving Christ, who was, the prophecy was Christ was to come into that temple. And so we see that that temple wasn't the temple of the new covenant. It was not to continue. It was to be done away with. So as Herod is working on striving to complete this second temple, Jesus, God, was working on his temple. So Mary was born at this exact time that Herod was working on that second temple. But Mary is truly that second temple. She is the new covenant, the tabernacle of the new covenant. She is the ark of God. So let us go back to that quote from St. Bernard. Mary is the ark of God, the center of the universe, the cause of creation. So let's break down that second part. Mary is the center of the universe. What does that mean? As we know, God, he wants to reveal himself to man. How does God do this? God uses the world which he created, the world in which we live. He uses this world to reveal himself to us. So all creation reflects the glory of God. God uses the world as a means to achieve an end. What is the end? Himself. To draw us to him, so that he can reveal himself to us through the world which he creates. So he is the end, God is the end, the world is the means. And God, he wanted to reveal himself to us so much, because he loves us so much, that he even willed to take on a human flesh so that he could reveal himself to us as man. So God, who exists outside of time, he reveals himself to us in time as a man. And so here we see that Mary, just as the earth is the means to achieve the end, which God has created the earth to achieve that end, which is himself, drawing us to him, Mary is likewise the means to that end. Mary is intimately connected with the creation of the universe. That sounds absolutely magnificent, and it's true. Mary is intimately connected with the creation of the universe because she was in God's plan to bring forth the God-man, revealing God to mankind in the most perfect way possible. So it's in this sense that Mary is truly called the center of the created universe, because she is the most perfect creature in the entire universe. And we say creature because we know our Lord, properly speaking, is not a creature. He's God. He took on human flesh, but Mary is a creature. The highest creature. And so the lineage of Mary that we see found in the gospel for today, it's absolutely fascinating. All these names and how we can trace the lineage back. But this lineage takes on a whole new dimension when you put it side by side with the epistle for today, taken from the book of Proverbs. When you compare our earthly timeline of how a human life works in our lineage, and you compare that with God's never-ending timeline, that God is outside of time. In the epistle, it speaks about Mary in a figurative way under the title of heavenly wisdom. So it's referring to both things at one time. And so it's speaking about Mary under this title of wisdom as being in the mind of God as he is creating the world. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. And the epistle, it continues from the book and says this: "Now therefore, ye children, hear me." Now that word choice is very specific with connection to Our Lady. God is outside of time. This is the Old Testament speaking about Our Lady who is coming in the New Testament. "Now therefore, ye children, hear me." Is God speaking about Our Lady and her role as the mother of all of us in the Old Testament? From the beginning, God had this in his mind, that we would have a mother. It continues, "Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord." So on this feast of the Nativity of Blessed Virgin Mary, we would do well if we thought more often about Our Lady. We would do well if we prayed to her more fervently. And we must be more diligent in seeking her protection, now that we see that connection of Mary and the creation of the world, the creation of the universe, and how it's in God's plan that he is to give her to us to help us to get to heaven. We have to be diligent in seeking out her protection. The reason we fall into sin and risk the loss of our soul is because we do not have recourse to our Blessed Mother. She is our mother, and she is our queen. The angels stand in awe like armed warriors around the cradle of their queen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.